So people grow into adulthood not believing in themselves, that when they are honest, when they're forthright, they're going to be believed, or they're going to be accepted, or they're going to be embraced in that level of honesty. And that's an extraordinary aspect of every aspect of life, including the selling process. There is a sense of intimacy that gets established between people. It helps to transcend or get past that negativity. I mean, we can't control the world or what happens in it, but we can make a choice about how we operate in the world. So if we operate from integrity and a person senses that, then the response of this is more than likely going to be more positive, because everybody's looking for that. All of us are looking for more positive connections with other people. I notice that when people are selling in the selling process, there's always a belief that the product that you're selling has value, otherwise you wouldn't be selling that product. But what is often faulty or weak is the belief that people are going to respond favorably or not. So if you step into a sales situation, you're communicating to anyone about the product or about your interaction with them, whatever's going on, and you don't believe they're going to respond to you favorably, and there's a cynical view or a fearful view, what happens is what in the selling arena is that people get very manipulative. They sense this person may not be favorable in their response, or that you believe they're not going to be favorable, and then the next move is to try to manipulate them into believing in you in some way. The problem is if you try to manipulate their thinking or maneuver them or outmaneuver them, they sense that. And they devalue what you have to say because you're stepping into a manipulative framework.
I have a person asked a question here about the issue of trust, how to address trust in a world of events that appear to destroy trust or appear to give people more and more reason to not trust each other.
Good question. I think that's a fairly expansive question. But I think that sort of the world is a very, very difficult place. And what that implies, that question, is that people are cynical and very protective of themselves and believe that they're going to be hurt or they're going to be excluded or rejected or attacked, and that there's an innate negativity that people carry. Now, I think that the beauty of the high probability process is that, yes, there is negativity in the world, and yes, there is the belief that why should people respond to another person? There's a very cynical energy and aura that people are really carrying into their lives. But once there is a sense of intimacy that gets established between people, it helps to transcend or get past that negativity. I mean, we can't control the world or what happens in it, but we can make a choice about how we operate in the world. So if we operate from integrity and a person senses that, then the response of this is more than likely going to be more positive, because everybody's looking for that. All of us are looking for more positive connections with other people.